Here I am in Davos. The reason I come to Davos is because it's a gathering of world leaders. And if you know these people, you can want these one-on-ones, bilateral conversations very quickly. You can get a sense of how things are working. And coming into Davos, there was a real sense that you were at the brink. What I mean by that, a red line, particularly related to Greenland. What I mean by that is, if there were going to be big tariff initiations to take over Greenland, and there were going to be military, that was a red line. And that red line was going to not only have tariff responses, but it was going to have big capital responses. Capital wars have not been talked about. We see trade as a weapon. We haven't seen capital as a weapon. And the other side of trade deficits and trade balances are capital balances. And so the issue, the plans, actually, of emerging, of what that would mean for ownership of U.S. assets was very much on the table. So when President Trump gave the speech and pretty much took those off the table and also explained himself, I think in a particularly good way in terms of the various issues, that changed things. You could see that in the market action. You could see, for example, that before you saw the stock market, the bond market sell off, you saw the gold rally, and you saw more of the reverse reactions of a little bit of taking that in. So these issues, the capital war issues, are very much an influence. By the way, when I say they're an influence, it's reflected in the changing complexion of countries' savings via countries' reserves. So you can see that gold is being used, increasingly being built up as reserves, and reserve currency positions are being decreased. So that's the update as I see it from Davos.